us now on the Ticket Hotline is the former Cowboys quarterback, Quincy Carter. Good morning, Quincy. How are you?
Good morning to you.
Well, thanks for speaking. We know that you've talked a little bit to a couple of the papers, but this is the first interview that you've done since being released. How shocked were you at what happened yesterday?
What time is it?
Well, California time or Texas time?
I'm tired.
You're tired?
Hold on a second. Good morning to you.
What'd you just do there, Quincy?
Just a little wake up, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
You can't comment on it.
Hey, listen, I want to say something. I feel so free now.
So like Ricky Williams.
I want to clarify something. I wasn't released. I retired.
You've retired?
Yeah. I just felt too oppressed, so I went out and I bought a one-way ticket to the Orient.
A lot like Ricky Williams, huh?
Yeah. I have a friend over there in the Orient named Ricky. He got a two-bedroom apartment. We're going to live there.
Well, Quincy, we have to ask you, are the rumors of you failing a drug test and having a problem with cocaine, are those true?
Well, there are a lot of rumors about drugs out there, and I just want to let everyone know the truth that I don't do drugs, and I never have done drugs.
Okay. Well,
I'm kidding. I'm high right now.
Oh, God. Well, you don't have to admit to that.
I do more coke than Tony Montana at Robert Downey Jr.'s on 80s night.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, look at the bright side. At least it wasn't pot.
Well.
How is that the bright side? That's worse.
Yeah, pot, man. That's so 5 minutes ago.
Well, you know, this is really...
Look at Stepnoski and Lett and Nate Newton. Those are the guys with the real problems. Skill position players, we need coke. We don't like that pot.
Golly. This is so disappointing.
You're alive.
This is so disappointing.
Alive.
So disappointing to hear this from you. I mean, people thought you were going to be this team's starting quarterback.
Yeah, but listen, what's wrong with a little cocaine, man? You can still be the quarterback of America's team while dropping back the pass with the front of your jersey bright red from that geyser of coke-induced bleeding shooting at your nose like a fire hose on ride day. You can still do that.
Oh, my God.
Is it really that troubling to have your quarterback rip a line off the center's back right before he takes the snap?
Yes, that's troubling. It's illegal.
I mean, come on, Cowboy organization. So what if I showed up at team meetings looking like I had just spent an hour Eskimo kissing a package of powdered donuts? Don't mean I can't be a good quarterback.
Well, maybe it does.
Nah, man. And a lot of people thought I was redshirted at Georgia, but it's actually a white shirt coupled with all the bleeding from my nose. Looked like a red shirt.
Oh, gosh.
Quincy, I think you have a problem, and maybe you need to seek rehab help again.
Oh, gosh! I can fly!
Oh, my gosh. This is not good.
Now you know why I always wore those Breathe Right strips, don't you?
Oh, yeah. That makes sense now.
Yeah, that's so I can make my nostrils look as wide as storm drains so I can get all that cocaine suction power up in there like a jet engine. Man, I love coke, all the cocaine. And I love my nose, too, and together they make a great couple.
Well, that's a destructive path you're going down.
Hey, you want to talk about teamwork? You put my nostrils in a sandbox full of coke together in the same room, and you look at the coordinated effort.
You're really digging yourself a hole here, Quincy. It's going to be hard for you to find another job with talk like this.
No, because, see, I can say all this, but y'all can't report it because of the NFL drug policy program.
Well, you just went on the air with us, though.
Y'all can't talk about it, see? And I love to take out my nose and put cocaine up in it.
Take it out?
I put it in my nose real hard, man.
Well, apparently you've been putting it in so hard that the Cowboys couldn't deal with it anymore.
Oh,
so.
Man, I saw Coach Parcells up there at that press conference acting like he's all shocked and mortified. He's such a hypocrite.
What do you mean he's a hypocrite?
Man, I snorted a line off his ass one time when we were double-teaming a co-ed.
Oh, my God. Right. That's enough.
Find that
you
hard to believe.
That, Parcells? You remember that? I know he remember that.
I don't think so.
You're really scorching the earth today, Quincy.
Yeah, man. I'm just worried I won't run out of money or something like that.
Yeah. You will if you're...
Hey, I don't want to run out of money. You know, I guess I'm going to have to do what Jerry said a few days ago. I'm going to have to go deliver from Papa John's.
Well, I guess that's one option. But you may play in the NFL for another team.
Hey, man, listen, I got to go. I got to go meet Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston at a club called Nose Candy in Bolivia.
Oh, no. Quincy.
Go cocaine.
Don't say that.
What a sad story.
Boy, that is sad. Well, obviously, the fake Quincy Carter joining us there on the Dunham and Miller Show.